I always tell my students, General, that it's not the length of a story or the length of a speech, it's the content. And speaking objectively, you gave us a hell of a lot of content, and we appreciate it. Now, for a few questions, as you mentioned, we still have a few questions from on the transgender issue, and I'd just like to ask as follows.
Let me turn to my answer.
Okay. Has the Army faced problems with having transgender people serving in its ranks?
I'll be candid. There's a variety of issues. This is a complex. I was telling Josh here, this is a complex issue, and there's a variety of challenges out there that we have to deal with, and we've been working through it. But this is not clean cut either way. So the short answer to your question is yes. Yeah, we've had to deal with problems. We don't get it in the media. We deal with it professionally, quietly, with dignity and respect for the individual and the institution.
Did you have advanced knowledge that the president would be issuing the ban via Twitter yesterday?
I personally did not, but nor would I have expected to. And I noticed that's been in the media out there. I like I said up front, it's a chain of command thing, and I render my advice through the chain of command, which in my case would be General. I'd render it up to General Dunford and Secretary Mattis, and they would render it back to me. So, no, personally, no. The president didn't say, "Hey, Mark, I'm doing this." No, he didn't do that. But nor would I expect him to do, nor is there any kind of requirement to do that.